Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Electrifying is what this hour is going to be. Good to have you along, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host here in Auto World. Been around the automotive garage, in the garage, out of the garage for 45 years now. It's amazing how time flies. And now we're no more points, no more condensers. That's what give your little sparky pluggies spark. And now we're talking about a lot of electric things, electric cars, electric EVs, electric vehicles, batteries that you're going to be sitting on a skateboard platform. That's what it's called. Yeah. As we talked a little bit earlier in here at Auto World, about the Fisher bodies, what are you sitting in? I know you're sitting on your tush in the driver's seat, but are you sitting in a Fisher body anymore? Well, we talked a little bit about that on the other hours of Auto World, and with that, you can always go back and listen to Auto World on a podcast, folks. Podcast, just Google Auto World Mark Evans. And that welcomes you to not only the podcast, but that welcomes you onto some more other reads about me and Auto World. And I do honor all that. So it's good to have you along here in the Greasy Garage Studio is where I'm sitting in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. And that's where the elevation is 2730. Give you kind of like NASCAR or drag racing. We've got to give you the track temperature, too, which in this case, it's the microphone. And it looks like it's 111 degrees right now, so there's a lot of hot air coming at you. It's good to have you along. That's what it's all about. It's a lot of hot air, huh? Yeah. Auto World, what is it? What do we do here? For you first-time listeners, Auto World is an interactive and informative in all things automotive. It's America's coast-to-coast, folks. Coast-to-coast, very proud to say that. And, of course, with the Internet, the interweb, we are on GCNLive.com, along with our Auto World, AW Auto World affiliates. Thank you for all of our Auto World affiliates for taking us. But we are also on a lot of apps out there, and it's an honor to have you sit back and relax in your favorite Auto World chair each and every week. It's an honor to be here and very proud to be here to help you get things straight when it comes to the belly of the beast of your automobile. America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. We do a lot of things here. We do, of course, a lot of auto racing news. Of course, don't forget, your emails are always welcome at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I have our PR director, Bobby Besser. He's sitting right to the left of me. Yes, there he is with the email bag. Yeah, Eddie, the engine emailer, he is taking another break. That's good. He needs a break, and Bobby the BSer. Bobby BSer, I said your name wrong, Bobby. Sorry about that. It's Bobby BSer. He's a PR director here at Auto World, and he's working real good. I wouldn't be able to get here without Slide Him In and Slide Him Out Larry. Sammy, Slide Him In and Slide Him Out. See, now Sammy's going to get mad at me. Slide Him In and Slide Him Out Sammy, my personal chauffeur that gets me to the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along, though. Do you have a nickname for your car? Do you have a name for your car? Love to hear what you name your car. The email here, as always, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Right now, today on Auto World, we're going to be, well, I have for you the most powerful full-size SUV, and it's called the V, coming at you this hour. And we're going to get, did you hear? What? Well, that's a segment we do here. Did you hear about it? Something about Back to the Future. Going to have fun there. And we're going to dig and go deep and have a little bit of Well, I like to go all the way down in the belly where the oil pan is and get in the goo of the story. And this is all about the International Harvester Company. Where did it go? A lot of you might be farmers, are farmers still, of course, and you know that International Harvester name. The IH, the Scout. Is it coming back? I welcome all of you to go over and take a look at the photo we put up there on our platform, and that social platform is. Here's the addresses. First and foremost, my easiest one is my name, Mark Evans. On Facebook, Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone. Take a look at the photos we have up there. We have a kind of neat, both sides. We have the Mark Evans Facebook page, and we also have the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Head on over, take a look. Instagram, be more than happy to follow me there. And I want to thank all of you that are following me, and please follow. Follow me on Facebook. Instagram address is Auto World Media. I'm on LinkedIn, also on Twitter. So, again, you can Google me, Auto World Mark Evans, and you'll see me. Well, pretty much everywhere. Why not, huh? Keep in touch with you at all times. What happened on this day in automotive history? That's a segment we do, and that's what we like to do right here on Auto World. And with that, let's do it. What did happen on this day in automotive history? Well, the last Chevrolet Corvair is built. Then it vanishes. That's what happened on this day in the automotive world. Yes, the Chevrolet Corvair, folks, back in the day, hit the market for 1960. 1960 is when it hit, marking a major departure from common automobile production practices in the United States. It was an air-cooled rear engine. Yeah, a rear engine, air-cooled, compact, more closely resembled a Volkswagen back in the day than the land yachts rolling off most of the United States assembly lines at the times. Land yachts like the Galaxy 500, etc., the big Cadillacs. While its unique design attracted curious consumers, the car also attracted unwanted attention. The Chevrolet Corvair did. Yes, the Ralph Nader man. Remember Ralph Nader? Ralph Nader famously targeted the Corvair in his book, Unsafe at Any Speed, which called out the automakers for failing to implement known safety equipment in this Chevrolet Corvair. Eventually, lawsuits rose surrounding the Corvair's alleged flaws. While General Motors attempted to scrap the Corvair in 1967 before the book ever went to press, the little car's life earned an extension to make it appear that Nader didn't bully GM into killing the car. Available back then in a two-door coupe or a convertible or a four-door sedan or a station wagon, as well as a truck and a van lineup, believe it or not. Corvair sales remained healthy despite the bad press when General Motors announced the car would be discontinued following a run of 6,000 1969 models. A flurry of orders began to roll in to the point of no return. Buyers didn't want just any Corvair, however. Several tried to lay claim to the very last one off the line. Las Vegas casino tycoon and car collector Bill Hara placed an order through a Tacoma, Washington Chevrolet dealer. He called for the last car to be an Olympic Gold Monza Coupe with an upgraded 110-horsepower engine, power glide, positive traction, and enhanced suspension. Did he get it? He did. He had quite a collection. And in fact, our Reno station, when we come back from a short break, do a shout-out to our Reno station, absolutely, because it's you have a right there on the river. You have the museum. I've been in it many times. In fact, I believe most of those and a lot of those are part of Harris' collection. We might have to do a shout out and get someone, the museum director, on the air with us here at Auto World. Why not? And learn more about what Hera picked up. But that's what happened on this day in automotive history: the Chevrolet Corvette back in 1960, air cooled. How many of you have one of those? Raise your hand or call in, please do. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you. Find out if that Corvair is still running. We're going to come right back with your emails. We're going to the email bag.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, if there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, drive, drive.
Coming my driving gloves on. A lot of fun driving. That's what it's all about. Feeling the vibration of an engine, feeling the road, feeling the and listening to the tire squall while you're going around the corner too fast. That's what it's all about. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host, in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. It's a pleasure to have you along each and every hour of Auto World. And each and every hour is different, folks. So if you do miss an hour, we have, when I say different, that means I'm going into the email bag here a little bit from who's hanging on to it. And his name is Bobby Biesser, the PR director here at Auto World Plaza. And so we do trivia, of course. We do your calls, absolutely, and news and recalls and all. So there's a very serious recall in the second. So you need to go back to the podcast. And in order to listen, you go podcast, you just Google Auto World Mark Evans and then hit podcast and you're set. So let's do a little trivia for you. We got some definitely starting the hour here. We give you some time to answer it because this one might be a little more difficult. Try to make it easy on you, though. What was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? Again, the trivia question is, what was the first car to come with equipped anti-lock brakes? What was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? I need to get the question out there correctly. What was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? And do you know what anti-lock brakes are? Well, we'll share that with you when we get our answer. And have you ever had the ABS light on? Yeah, anti-lock brake system. The amber-colored light. And it can be scanned, by the way, with a same scan tool that we scan your engine light with. Some scan tools that you're probably purchasing, they don't go that deep. They don't have, you know, if you're spending $59.95 or even, I think it's even right up to maybe $69.95, those will not scan your anti-lock brake system computer, and or will they will not scan your SRS side of your computer either. SRS is your airbags, folks, airbags. And yes, there's sensors on them, and sensors not only in the front of the car, but sensors on, if you have curtain-type airbags that's above on your doors, knee airbags. There's a lot of airbags. So I want you to be safe. And with that, I always want you to remember this.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Just wanted to make sure that that's always out there for you, and that you can email me at any time or call, and the phone number here live is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and email's good throughout the whole entire week, and right now too, as we're live, and that email address is autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Welcome you aboard, always, definitely. Well, International Harvester. If you head over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans, I'm sitting behind the silver microphone, and also the Auto World Radio Facebook page, you'll see a photo up there of quite a few little Scouts. The International Scout. Is it returning? Well, let's find out. One thing first and foremost, I want to kind of do a little shout out to the my friends here on Facebook. And Rick gets me, and Rick, appreciate it. Rick gets us on Facebook. On the Mark Evans, my Mark Evans Facebook page, he says, my Uncle Bob Austin introduced the Scout for International Harvester. He also developed a flip book of it, driving for kids of all ages. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate that. Great information, definitely, for concerning the International Harvester, the Scout. Norm gets this on Facebook, too. Some of those came with the slant Pontiac four-cylinder. Shop teacher in North Pole, Alaska had one. Was a funny motor and had a regular V8 head on it. Thanks, Norm. I appreciate it. Norm and I go way back from flying airplanes, and also that is toy airplanes, folks. We're automotive mechanics, Norm and I. Norm lived in Fairbanks, Alaska for quite a while. Appreciate you shouting out there, Norm. Absolutely. International Harvester and the Scout. Well, what is going on? Well, guess what? Volkswagen, folks. VW, building an all-electric truck, of course, as we've mentioned before. And they're getting ready to have an SUV for the United States by 2026. But the company is revealing an all-electrified, folks, the Scout brand as an independent company to build an all-electric truck and SUV. They're bringing back the Scout, Volkswagen, by 2026. Now, that's a couple years out, of course, as we all know. But Volkswagen, International Harvester, hello, knocking at the door again with the Scout. Volkswagen. I never would have thunked Volkswagen would have done that. A little history behind International Harvester. Now, how many of you had a Scout? How many still have a Scout? How many of you put that old dinosaur with the 345 out back and let that dinosaur, you let the Mother Nature take it over? A few of you. Well, now it's going to start to become valuable again. If they bring out an electrified Scout, hang on. So guess what I just did? I think I've got I've got all of you now looking in everybody's backyards to buy a Scout because the price just went up. Supply and demand. The International Harvester began building trucks and pickups in 1907, folks. And in 1953, the International added a truck-based people carrier, they called it, the Travelall. During the late 1950s, International began to design a competitor for the two-door Jeep CJ 4x4. The 1961 model year Scout 80 made its debut in late 1960. The Scout. Here's some models that came out. The Scout 80 was the first, 1960 all the way to 1965. That was the original Scout. The Scout 800 was 1966 to 1971. Same overall design as the original with upgrades. Oh, upgrades, electric wipers, and some new engines. The Scout 810 model was 1971. Some earlier Scout 2s contained Scout 810 badging on the glove box. That was the only thing that was different. And then you had the Scout 2 in 1971 through 1980, the later standard production model with a removable soft or hard top. And it had a 100-inch wheelbase. They had the Super Scout. They had the Super Scout 2. They had the Scout 2. Traveler mini Scouts coming your way. Thanks, Volkswagen. I'd like to see him back. We'll be right back with your emails right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are skyrocketing to record highs. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular jumping another 2 cents to $4.47 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the sixth day in a row. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration likes these high gas prices.
They are intentionally reducing our ability to produce oil and gas here in the United States. They will beg OPEC for more oil. They'll beg Maduro for more oil. Maduro's oil isn't global warming, but American is. I mean, it's nonsense. It's ideology.
The FBI is launching a hate crime investigation into the mass shooting that killed 10 people in Buffalo. Special Agent Stephen Bologna of the FBI's field office in Buffalo making that announcement. USA Radio News.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pet's diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah, the smell of rubber. There's not a lot too many of us do that anymore, the spinning the tires, because of the cost of the rubber. It costs too much to replace the tires. Besides that, you got the anti-traction device button, and you push it so we don't want our tires to spin anymore. What's going on with the world? We want our tires to spin. No, hey, well, welcome back to Auto World, everyone. This is Auto World in the Auto World Plaza. Sitting in my Dodge Viper chair, I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. Got a trivia question out there. What was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? What was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? 855-660-4261 or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can get me on Facebook Messenger, too. Address is my name, Mark Evans, sitting behind the silver microphone. Instagram. Follow me. I appreciate you who are following me, and go ahead and add, follow me. If you haven't and you aren't, let's do it. Instagram is Auto World Media. Podcast, you can always go back in time and look and read and study and listen, and then you have to read what you're writing and write it down. Podcast is just Google Auto World Mark Evans. Now, with that, let's go to the email bag. It's time. Bobby Bieser, my PR director, hand me the email bag. Thank you, sir. Let's jump in and get an email. I think I crumbled most all of them up. Oh, boy. Okay, I got one. I pulled one out. I got it. And I can actually read it. I didn't crumble it too bad. Well, yeah. Hey, look at there. We're doing a. Oh my goodness. Yep. I can read it on the air. That's what I like. That's what I'm. Now, folks, with the email, this is not a 911 call. 911. That means that you need help now. Put 911 on your email, and I will help you as soon as possible. Eddie, the engine emailer, he will take care of you and get that over to me as soon as possible. And stepping in him, Bobby Besser, he's. You're going to do that too? Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. That's what it's all about, is helping our listeners. This one I can read. Let's go for it here. It says, hi, A.W. Mark. Hi. First time emailer, long time listener. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. You're now not the first time anymore. You're a charter member. Got help. I'm looking for a smaller, better fuel economy type of car. Love the smart cars. The Fiat 500 is cute, and if I could afford it, the Mini Cooper. Wanted your advice on which one would be the best choice, or maybe another one that you recommend. Thanks in advance, Cindy. I'm listening in Reno, Nevada. Well, let's do a shout-out to our great, where that automobile museum is. Museum is right there on the river in Reno, Nevada. Shout-out to you. There's our shout-out horn. Shout-out goes to our great affiliate down in Reno, KNNR AM 1400, Sparks, Carson City, Sun Valley, Reno, Nevada, and everyone in between the cities. Thank you. Appreciate you. Lake Tahoe, hello. Good to have you folks along. You got a little bit, we're a little warm down here in Boise right now, about 80 degrees, so enjoy that snow you folks have up there. Cindy, you picked some good ones. You really did. I love all of them. The smart car is fun. I was out on the ride and drive with the smart car back when it first came to America. That is a Mercedes-Benz. I don't know if you know that or not, but with a Mitsubishi motor in it, so who'd have thunk that? But anyway, I was out on the ride and drive out in San Francisco and got a chance to drive the smart cars up and down the streets. And of course, the crookedest road in America, in the United States, is right there, Lombardi. Drove it up and down that, and it was a ride and drive, so we get a touch and taste and get our opinions. I got to actually interview, and we're trying to dig those interviews up. Folks, this has been back in the year 1999-2000, so it's a couple years back. But I got to interview Roger Penske and his brand manager, David, about smart cars. I got to see a smart car as we were in I was in a bulletproof booth because the smart car was parked in front of a wall, concrete wall that is, inside of a building with a crash dummy in it, and they brought a 9,000-pound piece of concrete down the rail and hit it. And I got to watch that in person. Then Roger Penske and I walked out under the microphone. He said, yes, you can turn that on and say what you'd like, and I did. And we're trying to get that interview up, because that was back in the days of cassette tapes. So we're going to digitize that and bring that up. And you guys, all of you will be able to hear how smart car, how he did something there. That was unbelievable. But now let's get to the Fiat 500. So that's a good one, Cindy. The Fiat 500 is cute. You're absolutely right. It seems like most of the females like this Fiat 500 and the Mini Cooper, I think, more than the smart cars. The guys like the smart cars to put their golf clubs in the back, I believe, to go to and from, use it as a golf cart. I don't know if you can drive it on the golf course, but anyway. But, yeah, and you're right, the Mini Cooper is a BMW, the smart car is a Mercedes-Benz, and the Fiat is a Fixit-a-Gintoni. No, that's just an inside joke. Fiat, Fixit-a-Gintoni. Anyway, here's what I want to do, Cindy, with those three brands. You're looking for a smaller car for better fuel economy type. Okay, fine. Sometimes we think small is going to give us better gas mileage. Sometimes that's not right. Like the Mini Cooper might not give you the gas mileage you think that little car should give you. Now, the Fiat 500. Out of those three, the smart car is going to give you the best gas mileage. But, Cindy, you get what you pay for. Meaning that in the smart car, when you floor that, when you put the go pedal down, the let's giddy up and go, you're not going to have that little three-cylinder, and there's not going to have the power that that little Mini Cooper's got. That Mini Cooper S is turbocharged, and you're going to hang on slippy. I mean, hang on! You're going to get out of their way. In fact, you're not only going to get out of their way, you're going to pass them in the Mini Cooper S. The Fiat 500, it's power-wise, it's not even close to the Mini Cooper S turbocharged model or the smart car. But overall, they're all good, but my recommendations, as you ask, and saying thanks in advance, here's how I want you to buy. You could probably truthfully pick up a Ford Focus. Do you need a little two-door or a four-door? You could pick up a Ford Fiesta too. They're selling those still, and Fiesta goes way back when. Focus goes way back too. But you can pick up a little Ford Focus or a Ford Fiesta, and they're going to get really good gas mileage too, Cindy. So, and if you need four door, then you got even more room in that. Both of them are four doors, two door, four door. Here's what I want you to think about, though. My recommendation: where you live there in Reno, is there parts available? Because you're going to drive these cars, you're going to need an oil filter, aren't you? To be able to change the oil, are you going to need simplest little thing? Talk about winter and rain and stuff there in Reno. You're going to need windshield wiper blades. Can you get them there? Is there a dealer there for the Mini Cooper? Is there a dealer there for the Smart Car? Is there a dealer there for the Fiat 500? See, you buy a car about, it's all about if I can get parts for it. You're not going to like where I'm at in Boise, Idaho. There is no Mini Cooper dealer. Believe it or not, we have plenty of people here. We do. It's growing. I think everybody knows about Boise. Absolutely. Mini Cooper. They're shipping them over to Salt Lake and shipping them down to our friends over there in Portland. So I want you to buy a car that you know that you can get parts for in Reno, Nevada. And that's the best way to buy purchase an automobile. Now, I didn't notice that, again, don't think that small cars are going to get the best gas mileage. And I do not want you to, if you're living right off a highway and you're pulling out all the time on a highway, the smart car is not going to cut it for you because it doesn't have not enough power. But around town, it's a great little car to get to and from. And it's probably going to be the best gas mileage of the Fiat 500 and, of course, over the Mini Cooper. Hope that helps, Cindy. Appreciate it. Send me an email address that I can send you some detailed gifts. To detail that new car you're going to get inside and out right here from Auto World. We're going to take a little short break. Thanks for emailing, Cindy. Appreciate it. I'm Mark Evans. Coming right back. Did you hear? What? Well, you're going to find out later.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Full of gas before you bring it back to me. $20 bill really doesn't even splash the fill tube anymore, does it? No, it really doesn't. Little tips here, right here on Auto World. Welcome back to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. You know, when it comes to gas prices, they're going up. Will we ever see $2.50 a gallon again? No. No. So I'm going to save you some fuel right now. First and foremost, the first thing that a lot of us, we never even think about, is the silly word of tires. Tires. When's the last time you actually checked the air in your tires? Make sure you got enough air in your tires. Where do I find the number? Right on the sidewall of your tires? It says it right there. Right on the sidewall. And make sure that you have the right type of tire on your vehicle. And how do you know which tire you should have? Which model? I know a lot of you are shaking your head saying, yeah, man, I don't like those Firestones, Mark. I'd rather have the Michelins. Or, hey, I don't like the Michelins. I'd rather have the Firestones, because each and every one of us drive a different make and model. And more aggressive tread gives you less gas mileage. The touring-type tires, oh, yeah, the real smooth ones, give you the better coasting. So if you have a truck, yeah, I know, you can't put highway tread-type tires on your truck, you know. But, again, tires are a main thing. Check your air in your tires. Put a bottle of super concentrated fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank, folks. Please do. That'll clean the injectors. One bottle will do it, truthfully. Super concentrated is the two words I want you to look for on the bottle. Super concentrated fuel injector cleaner. I do not want to see the carburetor word on that bottle. Fuel injection is what you have underneath the bonnet or hood. Fuel injector cleaner. Super concentrated. What's a good brand? STP. It works. It cleans the injectors, keeps them spraying and not dripping. Cleans the carbon off. Means a lot. Spark plugs. When's the last time you replaced your spark plugs? How about your transmission shifting? Your shifter. Yeah, your shifting has to shift correctly. Get a transmission service. Make sure that all the goo's out of the transmission to make that thing shift correctly. So, in fact, it's based upon the throttle positioning sensor on your engine, and so the tranny knows when to shift. And one of the biggest things, is easiest thing, is the air filter, and then spray some fuel injector spray, aerosol spray, into the air intake, the air plenum. That's where the air comes in past the air cleaner. That butterfly's all carboned up. Get it all sprayed down. Ask your technicians to do a air plenum cleaning. Works every time. We got an answer now. Save some gas, would you? Put that money in your back pocket, because you're here listening to save money and have fun and maybe learn something. What was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? That's the trivia question. I do actually have an answer. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Appreciate it. Rod, he gets us in Columbia, South Carolina. He says here on the email, he listens to Saturday mornings, and then he tunes into GCNlive.com. Thank you. I appreciate that, to listen live and to get all 3 hours on Sunday. Appreciate that. Let's do a shout-out to WQXL. Shout-out! Woo! Shout-out to WQXL, AM 1480, that's Columbia, West Columbia, Orangeburg, there's our shout-out horn, South Carolina. And he says, it's the Jensen. Man, we're doing good. Yes, you're absolutely right. The Jensen is the very first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes. My goodness, first time. I appreciate it. And I do have, send me an email back. I do have some great detailed gifts for you for the inside and outside of your ride. I do appreciate that. Get that out to South Carolina, and appreciate you folks listening to us and taking the show and being part of the show. Yes, the very first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes was this 1966 Jensen FF. Came equipped with the Dunlop anti-lock braking system, originally developed for use on an aircraft. Although crude by today's standards and sometimes unreliable, the Jensen FF's anti-skid system was a huge technology breakthrough at that time, back in 1966. 3 years later, in 1969, the Lincoln Continental Mark III improved on the idea, placing sensors on the rear wheels that moderated pressure on the rear brakes when they begin to lock up. And that's what it's all about. Anti-lock brakes. ABS means anti-lock. We do not want to lock up your tires, because if you lock up your tires, they skid and they slide, and the tail comes around to meet the nose, if you know what I mean. From South Carolina, appreciate it. Listening on one of our great Auto World affiliates, WQXL AM 1480. Good to have you folks along. Appreciate it. And now it is time. Folks, Subaru, that's right, 2022 top safety pick and winners. The Subaru wins. What do they win? Top Safety Pick Plus Award in the IIHS Awards this last month. Yes, top safety pick, the Subaru. The Forester has earned it, top safety pick. 16 years in a row, Subaru Forester. Now, if you're not familiar with the Forester, if you've got one, I know a lot of you do have, and you love it, and that's what it's all about. Because that's a good gas mileage vehicle, too. For Cindy down in Reno, you could pick a Subaru, and now we know that it's been honored with the Top Safety Pick Award. And it goes down, they've got quite a few winners in their category. And what this is all about, the 2022 Forester, yeah, the 2022 Forester, pretty new, right off the bat, doing their job. They received the highest possible rating for an all crashworthiness and crash avoidance evaluations. Headlights on all the trim levels achieved the top rating for their performance. Headlights, folks, that's part of safety. You got to see what is out in front of you. They have the standard EyeSight driver assist technology that earns superior ratings in both vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-pedestrian evaluations. So sometimes safety is why we buy a car, isn't it? And in fact, here's the list of the Subaru that won. We have the Subaru BRZ, the BRZ. It has the EyeSight. It's the first year for it to win. Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid, It has won four consecutive years in a row for TSP and the Subaru Legacy and the Subaru Outback, of course. But that's 2022. Top safety pick of winners right there. Subaru does it again. And that's what it's all about. We've talked about safety here for sure each and every week. And I want you to be safe. Thanks for listening each and every week to Auto World and to myself. I'm Mark Evans. Go check out our Facebook page if you would, Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone. Auto World Radio Facebook page and a podcast. Google me, Auto World Mark Evans.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is repeat. Does history repeat itself? Do you sometimes want it to? Do you want history to come back and repeat itself? Do you repeat what you already lived? Do you want to repeat what you've already lived? No. You want to move forward. You want to learn from the history, the past history. Add some new with your past knowledge that you have. Add it to your family. Teach them. Teach your grandkids. Teach your kids about the repeat word. The past. The history. Make it fresh. Don't forget your friends. Thanks for joining me right here on Auto World. Look forward to seeing you next week. Drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.